Applause from about 100 campaign supporters greeted Tom Leppert when he arrived about 8:30, shook a couple of hands, then conceded defeat to the reporters that had surrounded him.
I think the numbers are pretty clear.
The Leppert vote tracked his poll numbers in the teens behind former Solicitor General Ted Cruz and Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. And Dewhurst was also leading Leppert in Dallas County. But the former mayor said he was proud of his campaign.
You know, I felt like we got in it for the right reasons. I think we conducted the campaign in the right manner.
Leppert backers Diane Benjamin and Stephen Nielsen agree with that.
He brought to this race a very, very educated knowledge about business and jobs.
I just think Tom is a man of integrity. We need integrity in Washington. And if not now, then sometime later.
So what is next for 57-year-old Tom Leppert?
I don't know. I've always been fortunate. There's been a lot of great opportunities.
Leppert, a bit emotional at times, did not take the podium to address the crowd, but made his way through the room, hugging and talking to supporters.
When you do something like this, you're humbled by the number of folks that rally around you. And I've just been very fortunate, and I appreciate it.
Leppert would not say if he would be endorsing anyone in the Dewhurst-Cruz runoff. BJ Austin, KERA News.